Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Hosey. Batting second. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Carlos Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Maddux. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Martinez. And now, play ball. Dwayne Hosey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hosey takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. O'Leary moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. Canseco moves to second. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nehring hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carlos Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lofton hits a line drive into center field. Hosey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Farrell now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McFarlane strikes out. One out. Luis Alicia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Alicia hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hosey is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hosey hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Leary is 0-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vaughn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Canseco is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Greenwell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Leary scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Nehring is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Perry hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlos Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rodriguez is 0-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rodriguez for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McFarlane is 0-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alicia is 0-1 in the game. Alicia hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hosey is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Hosey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lofton is 0-1 in the game. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vizquel is 0-1 in the game. Vizquel bunts towards the mound. Maddux fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hosey. Bell reaches second base with a double. Vizquel goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Red Sox. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett's now playing center field. Billy Ripken now playing second base. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Farrell covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a pop-up into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to second. Carlos Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez bunts towards the mound. Farrell juggles the ball. That's an error on Farrell. Greenwell moves to third. Nehring moves to second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenwell scores. Nehring moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. 1 out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alicia hits a fly ball into center field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nehring tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hosey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Jim Poole now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Hosey. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Hosey steals second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Leary is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Espinoza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenwell. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Espinoza moves to third. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Espinoza scores. Burnett moves to third. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Joe Hudson now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Murray moves to second. It's Red Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry bunts towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to home to get Murray. Ramirez moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Espinoza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a line drive, foul, towards third. Thome reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Greenwell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Eric Gunderson now pitching. Ruben Amaro pinch hits for Jeremy Burnett. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Jeff Suppan now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing center field. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Tinsley pinch runs for Tim Nehring. Carlos Rodriguez, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez bunts towards the mound. Shuey fields it and throws to first for the out. Tinsley moves to second. One out. Mike McFarland, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McFarland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza misplays the ball. That's an error on Espinoza. Tinsley scores. McFarland moves to third. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Matt Stairs pinch hits for Luis Alicia. John Valentin pinch runs for Mike McFarland. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Amaro. Stairs reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Alan Embree now pitching. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hosey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hosey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie McGee pinch hits for Troy O'Leary. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGee hits a pop-up towards third. Thome settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Willie McGee now playing right field. Chris Donnell's now playing third base. John Valentin now playing shortstop. Carlos Rodriguez now playing second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a line drive towards third. Donnell's reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Hosey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Donnells takes first base on ball 4. Canseco moves to second. Carlos Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Canseco scores. Donnells moves to third. It's 9-6, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. 1 out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Espinoza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.